Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Tuesday to you, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What is on your wrist, man?
My wrist is a lovely little bracelet that Becky made me last night. And it says Glasgow.
Who's Becky, your 7-year-old daughter?
No, she made it with her godson, Finn. And his mum was there as well. It says Glasgow 24 with two smiley faces. I'm off to Glasgow, aren't I?
I'm excited,
you know.
I thought you'd just been insured by Gladstone Brooks.
No. I'm trying to hide it a little bit. But do you not think it looks nice?
It does. No, it's quite cool. And it looks like you're being a cool guy, which is quite exciting to see.
I don't wear much on my wrists.
I know,
do
that's
you?
What I'm saying. No, here's the problem with me. As you know, I'm always on some sort of fitness hype that I never follow through on. So I like to wear the Fitbit, but it's the least cool thing you can have on your wrist. So then I want a watch, but I can't do two like a ref.
Would you do an Apple Watch?
No, I don't like Apple Watches. I don't want more ways to see my phone, if you know what I mean.
Ethan James, ladies and
yes, hello.
Ethan
I
James.
Am here. Nice to be here.
Great to see you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. We've got loads coming up in the show. Ethan's film review, of course. We've got 9 out of 10 club top 3, but we start off with Breaking Joes. Breaking Joes.
I love that one, actually.
I sense... We all have had big weeks or weekends.
Like works or weekends.
I know you definitely have.
I have.
And I know Ethan's been away.
Ethan's been away.
I've been away for a night as well.
You've been away
for a night. So let's bloody get into it, Joe. How was your week?
It was amazing.
Amazing.
I've had such a good 7 days.
Seven, really? What?
Yeah.
All of them have been great.
I don't know if all of them have, but certainly a lot of them have. Can I talk you through my week?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been very busy recently, but do you know in just a great way? So... We're looking back a little bit. So
Foodie Friday on Friday?
On Friday night, I went out for Foodie Friday, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
If you've not been, I know that we talk about it a bit and people from Stockport have been in Manchester. Were. It's genuinely like a festival is going on once a month
great.
In Stockport. And here's the thing that I like about it so much, because Stockport, I don't obviously know much about the history of it. I've not lived here that long. But it's always seen as like a sort of bit of a downtrodden kind of little brother off to the side there. But there's nothing that the centre of Manchester has that is better than Foodie Friday.
Yeah,
there's
exactly. No, like, Foodie Friday is good,
where is the equivalent? There isn't one, is there? Like a centre of Manchester, Northern Quarter kind of festival-y feel. That doesn't exist. Foodie Friday is amazing. Went there with my mate and Lizzie as well. And just sampling the bar, sampling the food. I came to see you.
Tell me about it. At the end of the night, I'm knackered. Put in a bloody headlock by you.
Yeah.
Got beaten up by you, essentially.
No, I didn't get beaten up by me, but...
Did you like, slap me on the back?
No, but you were, what do they call it? Were you sort of scrubbing down
your
croquettes?
Yeah. Ambushed me. So I was... croquette boys were there. They did really well.
Do you know what?
Croquettes were nice.
I've heard a lot about these croquettes down the weeks and months. You mentioned them on the podcast a few times. I'm hearing words like bechamel. I'm hearing words like bolognese. And I'm thinking, it's a fucking crispy ball. Who gives it?
Yeah.
No,
I get you.
I had them, and I tried all three different ones that you do, I think.
Yeah.
I did. They are genuinely absolutely delicious.
Delicious, aren't they?
That bolognese one
is stunning.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's not really even a croquette, is it? It's just a ball of bolognese that's got breadcrumbs and deep fried. It's incredible. The garlic one was great.
What else did you eat around the festival?
We ate some pizzas at Runaway Brewery.
Nice.
Which were very good.
Oh, yeah, you ate before going to a food festival, which is an odd thing to do.
Yeah, but they had a beer festival on at the Runaway. So it was,
did they?
It was still festival food.
Bloody hell, it's festival fever.
It's festival fever in Stockport.
How was the pizza in Runaway?
Very nice.
Is it good, yeah?
They had a veggie nduja, which is very hard to do because nduja is just liquid sausage, isn't it, in a way? But it was delicious, spicy little...
So Friday, unbelievable.
Friday, unbelievable.
Saturday, were you rough?
Saturday, I was rough, but oh no. Hi, Dad. Yeah, I'll see you in a bit. He's coming up. We're going to see Count Arthur Strong at the Plaza.
Who?
Count Arthur Strong.
Who's
He's
that?
A sort of mainly radio character that's a sort of silly, bumbling, trips over his words, older gentleman.
Right.
Sort of very BBC comedy. Not that kind of BBC. British Broadcasting Corporation.
What a show.
Comedy. But before that, I wanted to show my dad Stockport, what it has to offer.
Yeah.
So we did the whistle stop tour.
Nice.
Stockport. Half a pint in each of the following, okay? Runaway Brewery.
Brilliant.
We actually chucked a pint down there. Then we go up. We go Cracked Actor for half a pint.
Nice.
We go to the Sam Smith pub for half a pint.
Yeah.
We go to the Irish Bar for half a pint. The new Irish Bar, which is excellent, by the way.
Yeah, it's good.
Then we go to, what's the one on the edge, next to the other side of...
Baker's Vault?
We go to the Baker's Vault for half a pint. Then we go to the, what's the food court one? Food hall?
Oh, yeah. Just, it's called that, the Produce Hall.
The Produce Hall for half a pint and dinner. Then we're
what'd you eat? Anything good? It was all right there.
It was pretty good. It was okay. We had a little shawarma thing.
Ooh, nice.
Then we go to the show, watch the show. Good. Fantastic. Fun.
Plaza's cute, isn't it?
Plaza's great. It's a theatre.
It's cute,
like
theatre.
Old 1930s, 20s theatre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just such a good night. Sitting down, sitting there. And then afterwards, we went up back into town for another final pint. And then Lizzie came and picked us up. We went into this place where it was a bit like cool. And actually,
what's it called?
It's very cool. I can't remember what it's called. But it's that kind of music where you go and it's like.
In Stockport?
Yeah, in Stockport. It's really small. It's a coffee shop by day. And then by night, it's a sort of communist party headquarters
vibe.
Yeah,
yeah.
And everyone's in there, like, smoking cigarettes. It's like German and cool. It was really way too cool for us to be in there.
That's mad.
Yeah, and then you wait for a week to get served at the bar, but that's kind of the vibe.
And the
person who's serving you's got three haircuts at once, in a way. So you would have sort of hated it.
Was it busy?
Very busy. It was on the cusp of me thinking, you're all wankers!
Yeah,
I'm also thinking, I want you to like me.
I think I know. Are you near the Weatherspoons?
Across from the Weatherspoons.
Oh my God, that place is, it's all right.
And you go and it's...
Yeah.
And they went out to the back and there's a little sort of like closed off kind of pre-post-industrial nightmare hellscape smoking area vibe.
Yeah.
And we were sort of wedged in there and people started talking to us like, oh my God, you're out with your dad, that's so trendy. Like people
no,
making...
No, they didn't.
Yeah, people making... like a sort of scene out of everything that you do. Oh my God, those shoes, like, what is that, like some sort of postmodernist take on like a trainer?
Oh,
it's like, no, it's
God.
Literally just my
Ethan,
own trainers.
Would you survive in this place?
Oh no, it seems a bit chaotic.
It was a little bit. Yeah. And then, so me and my dad, we got a pint of lager and we're like, this isn't enough. So we went in and got a couple of shots of tequila to have with it as well.
You and your dad doing shots of tequila?
Yeah, but they were big, like American double shots.
Oh.
So we were sipping tequila and drinking lager and everyone in there was like, oh my God, that's probably some kind of like Banksy style statement about the state of society at the moment.
And then after your tequila and pints, bed. Is he staying at yours?
He stayed at a local Airbnb actually.
What?
Well, because we didn't get it sorted in time and he'd booked it before we'd stay out. But he came around in the morning for a coffee. Brilliant. Just a great, one of those great nights.
Lovely.
The weather was great. The sunlight was coming into the pub. There was a bloke in the pub who, every time he said the word middle, said miggle, which was quite nice. In the miggle. I said, it hit me straight in the miggle of the chest.
How many times did you say miggle?
He said miggle three times. There was also a fight in the Irish bar.
Brilliant.
Some bloke got annoyed because two other blokes said something a bit crude to his wife, so he was swinging. It's about 4:30 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, not even late. That was great. Just a brilliant night.
How did that end? Did they all?
No, people all carried him out, and then he did that thing where people bring him out, and they go, oh, fucking hell. And then he ran back in to try fucking see again. It's so good. Three times he ran back in to try, fucking, what have you said to her?
Oh, fucking hell.
It's good stuff.
And then Sunday...
Sunday just chill sesh, bloody hell.
But then last night or yesterday.
Well, we'll come back to that. Let's get to you first because I don't want to just start the podcast with me talking for 20 minutes.
You're one of them. Your face is on the screen.
That's true. What have you been up to?
I've been drinking a bit too much.
Is this a week thing or just the last 10 years?
Last week has been a bit chaotic. We fired up the barbecue for the first time in a while. Lennon came around and cooked some jerk chicken. Unbelievable. Sensational.
So what is jerk chicken? Because I've had it a lot.
He made the marinade the day before, all from fresh, and I think it's a crazy combination of ginger, spices, peppers, all mixed down.
What's that one like? Can
like
you maybe
fragrant.
Google the recipe of jerk chicken?
Jerk chicken
raw. Because
it's
something like a herb. Is it like thyme or oregano? It's not oregano. There's one thing in there that you go bang. There's like
bang,
a big heavy flavour in there. Is it cardamom?
I don't know. Something's going to come up here.
Going to have a look. So
then we went out on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Great night. a bit quiet on the Sunday, but that new Irish bar is a band on, so we went in there, watched the band.
It's called The Banshee.
The Banshee.
Bar. It's very good.
Yeah, very good. I think they apparently own is a bit of a dickhead, so I don't really want to shout them out too much. Sorry
that,
for the owner. But well, apparently you're a knob. He's the one, this is all rumour, isn't it, hearsay, so I won't say it too loud on the mic, but he's the one that had a couple of bars and then shut them down.
But here's the thing, Joe, if you had a couple of bars, you'd be giving it the...
Yeah.
You'd be getting some dodgy cheap sirloins, wouldn't you?
Here we go, what's in this?
So here's what's in jerk chicken. There we go. Allspice, thyme, cloves. They're the things, aren't they? We got
gingers
the rest of
in
it.
There.
Ginger, brown sugar, so garlic, well, onion, salt, all that stuff.
Good.
But the big ones, allspice, cloves and thyme.
Thyme.
They're not in a lot of things.
Oh man, the chicken was good. You have to come round for it. We're going to fire it up, mainly for the Euros.
Euros.
We're Euros. Getting our garden ready for the Euros. Then I went away to Marsden. Have you ever been to Marsden?
Oh, Marsden Rock.
Huh?
Oh, that's in Newcastle.
Sorry. Oh, that's in Newcastle. Marsden is about 45 minutes away. It's just enough away that we could have had, and we did have, a little night stay in a cabin.
A cabin?
Yeah, we stayed in a cabin.
He did an Airbnb for a 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
Is that a bit lazy?
Well, we were looking at it and we said, should we just go away one night and bring the dog? And then we were going on cabins and then she found this beautiful one in Marsden. And I Googled it. And Becky doesn't know too much about like travel or driving. I saw it was 40 minutes away. I thought, realistically, like, that's just a day out, really.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But then I looked at the cabin. It looks cute.
It sometimes takes more than 45 minutes to get from Stockport to Manchester.
Yeah. So we decided to stay over. It was cute, to be fair.
Was it?
It was nice. And we were on the canal. I love canals, me. Do you like canals?
They're really nice.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
They're really nice.
Canals are unbelievable.
I went to Lyme Park the other day. And the walk starts and ends at a canal. Beautiful.
It is something
it's
about it.
It's just a wet road, isn't it?
It's history.
It's a wet road.
History. Great night. Then we were out last night with some mates. We went to Wayfarer, great Guinness.
Yeah.
Great Guinness. Ramen, regret it, kinda. It
ramen
was delicious.
Where? Which ramen?
New Wave. Stunning.
Is it? Where's that?
Stunning.
Where's that?
They got one, a place in Mackie Mayer's, which is great. Yeah. And then they've opened their own shop now.
Where's
just
that?
Near Tibble. It's on Tibb Street, which is near the town hall. Beautiful.
Is it the best ramen in Manchester?
I'd say Tokyo Ramen's still number one.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, if you're dissing Tokyo Ramen...
second.
It's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot for me to displace.
Have you seen the picture
ramen.
Of it?
Can I have a guess? Is it some noodles, half an egg yolk, and some meat in some...
Surprisingly, they just put a full egg in that. Hmm. You have to kind of cut the full egg up.
Oh, hello.
Hello, big boy. Then went to Crazy Pedro's, Mulligan's for a pint of Guinness, finished off at Junior Jackson's.
Sounds like
my night was great.
Was
I'm hungover today, though, but I'm fighting it.
You're fighting on all fronts.
Hey, hey!
Any drama?
No drama.
Really?
I'm drama-free at the minute.
Why?
I'm a bit boring at the minute. We're just going out and having great times.
Yeah.
Drama-free.
That's not boring,
that's
is
nice.
It?
That's nice. What about you, Ethan? What's your week been like?
Podcast about drama.
Oh, well, I've began a challenge.
A what?
A what?
A challenge.
You challenge? You don't say challenge very well, do you?
No, what's going on there? Say that again.
I've begun a challenge.
Oh, is he taking the piss?
Are you joking?
What's a challenge?
What's a challenge?
A challenge.
Ah!
Is this a joke?
Ah!
You don't say
mean?
That.
Challenge.
Challenge.
There we go.
No, that was the same as before.
Really?
What's
no, before he went, challenge.
That's what, a challenge. You know that it's there's an E after the two L's, don't you?
And this great challenge, is a one of fitness, and it's one in which my whole friendship group are doing.
Wow!
And it is indeed 100 press-ups a day for a month.
Oof. That's pretty good going,
that's
that, mate.
Good stuff.
So, are you allowed to split it up throughout the day?
Oh yes, you're allowed to. But what I've been getting caught into a habit of is having at least 50 left. With 15 minutes to go till midnight.
It's 11:45 at night. You've still got 50 P-ups to do.
Oh, and it's a bit tricky before bed, but it can kind of send you asleep once you've put that effort in.
We're on the 5th of June now, so you've done it since the start.
So that means I've not done any today, so I've got 400 in the bank so far.
Give us 10 now.
Yeah, come and lay on the table and do a press up.
Dude, just
lay
do
on
10.
The table.
Do a press
yeah,
up on
you're
the table.
Tall enough for it.
I'm not a show animal.
You are.
That's well, not that's the fucking podcast, can't if I was doing a press up challenge, of course I'd get on this
but
table now.
I'm worried because people go, ooh, your back needs to be flatter. ooh, you need to be doing it like this. No, it properly hurts, so I'm doing it properly. Do you know what I mean?
So you're not doing it. So you're admitting that you're not doing it right.
Oh, fine. I will do one.
Come on over here. Come on over here. Believe on the one.
This is silly.
It's not silly.
This is the challenge.
This is the challenge.
Move that mug, maybe.
100.
That mug, by the way, available at sloppyjoesmerch.com.
Nice.
Don't go on the middle bit. Just come here. Because your knee's going to go through it. Don't go on the middle bit. You've put all your weight and you're keeping all your weight on the middle bit. Step over this bit. Literally, don't go on the middle bit and you just put one foot and stand
on it. For the
audio
listeners, the middle table just went through. Fucking lean over that way and just ignore this middle bit if you can.
Right.
Here we go. Look at it, bloody hell.
Do it across
his ass.
I don't want to do this.
Do it.
Come on, you
face
can do it. You can
me.
Do it. Here we go.
So here's
lovely,
one.
Ethan's on the table now.
Nice high back.
Fuck me, you got to do 100 a day, you're going to struggle.
This shoulder stays so
this
high
is a
compared
struggle.
To this one. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, so
he banged his head on the floor. You know
watch
what?
When you get down, watch when you get down.
Fair play there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's, that was
so,
good, that.
So that's three.
Well done. So that's three off the
97
total.
Left.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I didn't think about that.
You didn't think about that.
Just for show.
Are you worried that you're working thing. Late tonight? How are you going to have time to fit 97 in?
I'm just going to have to do it on the floor. There's floor everywhere, Drew. That's the wonder.
Yeah,
wonders
yeah, that's
of
that. The impressive.
And he's got a lunch break, dinner break.
So what's your fitness routine at the minute?
I've started my marathon training.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, officially began it yesterday. Six
excited?
And a half K, gentle jog.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It's light work for you, though, isn't it?
It wasn't. It was really hard.
What are you talking about?
I haven't ran properly
Pons
in 6 months.
Pons back, so you just ran to work.
Yeah.
And that's a long way.
By accident. Yeah, but I hadn't... That's when I was running a bit last year. I need to get back into it. I've not ran properly since that half marathon I did. But that's not what I want to talk about. Because last night...
Yeah. Can I say something quickly? I've got a new catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know like I have catchphrases now and again? And I think it'll come into who you saw last night. My catchphrase is, the best to ever do it. They're the best to ever do it. About anything. Ethan, he's the best to ever do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's... I don't know what in what sense, but...
By far, my favourite of your characters.
He's the best to ever do it.
I'm going to start using that as well.
The best to ever do it.
Can I have a little
yeah, you can
as well sometimes?
Because yeah. You can bring in this now yeah. With the band you saw
last
night. Best to ever do it.
I went to see what I would say, in terms of live performances,
yeah,
the best to ever do it. The Eagles.
The Eagles.
Their farewell tour...
Crazy. The
long goodbye at the Manchester Co-op Live, supported by the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers, who, inside gossip for you...
Are the best to ever do it.
Not the best to ever do it, no. They drank £800 worth of tequila at Crazy Pedro's on Saturday night.
The Doobie Brothers did?
The Doobie Brothers.
That's fantastic.
The bouncers couldn't quite believe who they were letting in, so they had to like sort of explain who they were. And then bouncers just sort of believed them, let them in. And they drank off the top, bro. Oh, all night.
That's incredible.
Great, isn't it? The Doobie Brothers.
I love that.
Were they good?
They were very good. Then the Eagles come out.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I mean, genuinely, they've got two of the top 10 best-selling albums of all time.
Yeah, it's incredible.
They've sold, like, 200 million albums. These are genuinely in contention as the best to ever do it.
Yeah.
They're in that ballpark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're one of the greatest rock bands of all time, yeah. Unquestionably. Life in the Fast Lane.
Yeah, great tune.
Take It Easy.
Yeah.
We got a couple of the solo hits. Boys of the Summer.
Solo hits?
Yeah, well, Don Henley... sang Boys of Summer.
Don Henley.
He's one of the founding members of the Eagles, but he's back in the band and he's singing his solo stuff as well.
How are they all old?
Yeah, of course they are. It's their long goodbye. They're like in their 70s. And we also got, of course, Hotel California.
Yeah, good. That's a belter, isn't it? It goes on a bit too long, though, doesn't it?
No way. Not
six
long
and a half minutes.
I could have had 12 minutes.
Yeah,
13 minutes. Perfection. And honestly, I'm not just saying this. And almost to the point where you could look at it almost as a negative, but not. They are the most like album-like productions of live music I've ever seen in my life. Not a note was missed. Not a note was missang. Everything was perfect. It was like you were watching the album.
That's amazing.
It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible.
Oh, I can
up
see
on our feet, clapping along, singing. Got Desperado at the end. Everyone's crying. Got your phone torches in the air.
Did they say hello or anything like that?
They said hello. They said,
well, they like a little bit of banter.
A little bit of banter. They were talking about, you know, it's great to be here. They said, at this stage of the game, it's great to be anywhere.
Hmm.
And we
that's
laughed
nice.
And we laughed and we laughed and we said, Don, that's class. It was really nice.
I love that.
Yeah, it was really, really. It's just fucking fantastic.
Do you know what's really good?
What?
Going to events. Like, booking stuff and going out, whether it's a speaker, whether it's a musician. And I feel I don't do it enough, but let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. I think I'll remember all those days. Do you know what I mean? They're just different than the normal days. So we should do it more often. I don't know why we don't.
Joe, he's losing his...
Is something happening?
He's losing his fucking mind.
Are you trying to get, like, some song lyrics into your phrasing or something?
What's going on here? Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, because I've only been to a handful of concerts in my lifetime, probably single figures, but I can remember all of them.
They are a special time. Live music is special. There's something special, unique about it, isn't there?
Yeah. Have you been to one this week at all? No. Is that what you're bringing
it
up?
No, but what I'm saying is, do you know when you rank your days and you might say, is today in the top 50% of your days on earth?
Yes.
Well, I would probably say that every night you go to a concert, it might make your top 10% of days on
earth. That's a really good point, actually. If you want to have a pretty safe bet that this day is going to be better than average, chuck a gig in the evening. Because that, I tell you what, in this last 2 weeks, I've had 3 days that were all in the top 10% of days. The FA Cup final, top 1% of days. Going to see the Eagles, easily top 5% of days. Going around Stockport, Foodie Friday. Going around the next night, going to see Count Arthur Strong. They're all top 10% of days.
It's a good way of putting
it. It's a good point, isn't it? Try and fill your life.
I'm thinking of going to church.
No.
As
in going to see Hozier?
I've been thinking, and now I'm not a believer, but it must be quite nice to get yourself up in the morning, sing a few songs, and be part of a group.
I'm struggling.
Is that what happens at church?
They sing a few songs, hymns and that.
Hymns.
You get some bread and wine as well if you're up for it.
You get fed. So you're going to join the church?
You get dressed.
You do that
anyway.
You
don't get dressed.
You do that anyway.
You've got to dress yourself.
But you get to start your Sunday earlier.
No, you can start your Sunday whenever you want.
You can do
that.
But
if you've got a reason to go out the house, you get ready, don't you?
So you just watch Sunday brunch, set a timer for that.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Fucking no.
Get up for that really weirdly early episode of Match of the Day.
I like that one.
The one that starts like 7:50.
Yeah. Quickly, have you not been to Canterbury? Do you not want to tell us anything about Canterbury?
Oh, yes. I did go to Canterbury.
Go on then.
Just a really, really lovely trip. The sun was shining and Canterbury was just rock and rolling. Full of French people. Full.
Is there a reason? Were they on holiday or something?
Oh, it's just very nearby to Canterbury, I think.
What is?
Canterbury. France.
France and near to each other. What are you talking about? Is there a boat that takes you from Canterbury to France?
Well, I was just thinking that there's just a lot of French folk there. And in these dark days of talks about immigration, it's lovely to see them there.
Are they immigrants or are they tourists?
Probably tourists.
Okay. But it just reminds you of the concept of people.
It just reminds you of the current political era. Did you watch the big debate?
I did, actually.
No, I didn't. Did I was out boozing.
Do you probably tend to stay away from stuff like that, do you?
I've got to stay, being at the BBC, very down the line.
Yeah, okay,
about everything.
On. So, alright then. You know,
register to vote, obviously.
So here's something. I didn't watch you last night because I didn't
try to get it on in Courtyard, the pub, but they weren't having it.
I'll ask you a couple of questions and I want you to answer as BBC as possible. Who do you prefer, Rishi Sunak or Keir Starmer?
Who do I prefer?
Yeah. Who do you like more?
One's an Arsenal fan, one's a Southampton fan.
So...
Southampton haven't done too much to me at the minute. But,
For Keir Starmer, then, you're saying?
No, Sunak.
Oh, he's preferring Sunak, of course.
Nah.
You've got to be very careful here, Joe.
You've got to be very careful.
So who do you prefer? All right, make it easy, because personality is good. Who do you prefer, left-wing politics or right-wing politics?
Oh, it's a great question. Register to vote and then vote.
What's happened to his body?
He's frozen. He's gone completely stiff with
I tell you what, I've got
anxiety.
Some good debates coming up with some local MPs. Well, they're not MPs anymore, are they? With some local politicians.
No, they're still MPs.
The Parliament's dissolved, so no one's an MP at the minute.
What do I do if there's a hole in the road outside?
Civil service take over, don't they?
Well, why do we even need MPs then?
Yeah, because obviously you vote for certain things. Civil service just sort of get certain jobs done.
Get them, keep them going.
It would be weird if something mad happened.
How about we decentralise power back to the communities? We have local people who work within their own communities and we can feed ourselves.
That's probably what I agree with.
Communism.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely, 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 definitely. Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
Right, Joe, I'm bloody starving, mate.
Yes.
And there's only one thing that can help me. It's the 9 out of 10 club!
And this is one of my favourite features we do within the 9 out of 10 club. The sort of seasonal review of the new takeaway items.
I think the high street boys, the fast food chains, they're getting onto this.
Yeah.
And more are doing their summer drop or their sort of every like 8 weeks they do a brand new haul. This is the new menu items.
Well, we're looking at McDonald's today.
Yeah.
Now, one thing they've released is the McTriple or whatever it's called, which
they
is just...
I think they call them the Hat Trick.
The Hat Trick, that's it. Which is just three burgers. I'm not even trying that because I've had it, I can tell you now, I've had it already and it's exactly what you think it's going to taste like. So if you like McDonald's burgers, you'll like it, and if you don't, you won't.
I've heard it's not as good as the triple cheese.
Well, I think it's not. It doesn't have that sort of gooey stickiness that the triple cheese has. But what I have gone for instead from McDonald's is two new items. One is, and I don't believe they've ever done this before, I've never seen it, the fish bites.
What?
McChicken nugget a la poisson.
Fish. That's
bites.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Exactly. And with that, one thing they've also done is the chocolate and raspberry pie. Oh. So we're going to be trying all of that. And to bring it in, we have a franchisee owner as well, which is very good. He started his own McDonald's. He is Dom.
Works on a farm.
One of the local franchisees.
Bloody hell. Yeah, look at you here. Dom, take a seat, mate.
How are
you? Great to see you.
You too.
Good to have you on. So can you talk us through what we've got a little bit, please?
As aforementioned, fish bites.
Big word.
3 times 9. 3 med fries, 1 raspberry,
you should know,
raspberry choc pie.
You packed the bag.
Did you just whack in 3 fries to this order?
We've got 3 meals.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, is it a meal? Wow.
Because I thought the fish bite...
Oh my God, so much noise. Surprise with a Z.
The fish bite could easily be one of those things where... Oh yeah, that's amazing.
I got a bites.
I got the fries.
Ethan, do you want to come and get a bite?
Oh, yeah.
Blue. Want to chomp on this, Ethan?
Blue for the ocean.
So we should all try them at the same time, because this is new.
Do they come with any new sauces, like a tartare?
No, I've got ketchup, though. Ethan.
No, Ethan.
They've missed a trick there, haven't they? I mean, I've been onto the phone to corporate for tartare.
Tartare for now.
Oh, they're very small.
The reason I did this is because I thought like a fish and chips piece.
Oh, nice. They're very small, aren't they? I mean, this is a no thing on you, but you're up to the eye.
You'll notice that the flavour is condensed, so you don't really need very many.
Okay.
What do you think?
Here's what they look like. If we cook to my camera,
they look very tiny.
Now, to smell them, I'm immediately drawn to
chicken nuggets. They smell like chicken nuggets.
Do you think?
They just smell like.
To me, I'm in a pub after a sort of 4.5 mile walk, and I've ordered the scamps.
Yeah, imagine you've had 10 pints.
Let's go for it.
Ethan, what are you saying? Sniff yours.
Sniff your bites.
Oh. Do you remember last podcast I referred to...
Here we go.
McGrath's mum.
Right, next. Move on.
Okay, right.
Cheeky fuck. Do you know what? I forgot about that bit. And do you know in the comments where someone timestamps something and it says, nearly fell off my seat with laughter. I was like, oh, must have been something great. Clicked on it. It was that bloody comment.
What did he say?
Said this was the funniest thing. And this was the funniest...
No, what was the comment?
About... So, no, I'm not saying it.
About smelling your...
No, spreading his mum's leg straw.
I forgot about that as well. Should have cut that. He's eaten it already. Well, he already knows what's happening. Right, let's get small at the same time. Let's go.
It's all right.
Okay.
Now imagine you've had 10 pints and they've run out of chicken nuggets.
Is that the selling point?
Yeah. Is that what they say on the poster?
You'll only want them if the better version is not available. Okay. Okay.
I don't know about these, Ethan.
No, you know what, Trew? Now, McDonald's is known for just... easy crap food, and this could fit right in at our pub. I think it could fit right in. This isn't far off.
Are they still doing the peel thing? Why have I got a little peel sticker here?
They've done their own sort of monopoly thing these days.
Surprise!
Another chance to win. Oh, got to download the app.
You have to do it every time now. They don't do instant win anymore.
Did you
it's
win?
App based.
No.
Talk to me about this, Joe. What do you think of it?
I think it's just a smaller ball of a chicken of a fish finger. I'm just getting fish finger. The texture, the crunch,
perfect.
The fish in the middle. It is, you know, it's quite nice.
Do you like it?
Can I ask how much nine costs?
Well, it's different in store.
Different
isn't
in store,
it?
Yeah. But what's
the going rate on nine fish?
If
fish
I remember blob? Correctly, I've been on holiday in Australia for months, so I don't know how the franchise is doing.
You're looking
£6
for nine.
£3 for nine.
You've just why
thinking
have you
of 18.
So
I was thinking
much?
Of 18
because.
Don't mean to tell you how much they are.
Yeah,
sorry.
They're $3.99 for
on
a
Deliveroo,
nine.
Which is probably a bit more of a premium. Mm. Nine fish bites is £5.09.
I'd probably go with that's about £4.50 then £4 in store.
Probably £4.50.
It's good
store.
Quality cod though.
Let me have one more. Have one more of them. Get it down your gob.
And we even say whilst extra care is taken to remove all bones, some bones. May remain.
What,
so you
human?
Get extra. You get extra money.
Is this the bones
extra.
Of the people that have sort of?
Should I get what? It says that on the side that there might be a bone in it.
That's how you know it's naturally caught.
This is how Joe McGrath finds out that the food we eat comes from animals.
What bones? What from the chefs? Yeah, but does your man Birdseye? Does he have to say that as well?
What the captain?
Captain, I've never seen the captain say that.
Yeah, because that doesn't have actual. Real meat in it. That's just his sweat glands that ooze out a fishy paste, and then they stuff that into some sort of batter.
I've got a new Captain Birdseye now. He's quite handsome.
Did you go for the Mr. Birdseye, you know, audition?
If I was an actor and not a franchisee owner, yeah.
Mm. You'd be a good captain.
Talk to me about this fish.
I
show.
Think these
I think
are
like
a
them,
okay side. I'm not raving. I enjoy them. I tell you what we've not talked about, the Mackey's chip. You know, that could go in the 9 out of 10 club. That's never even really been... Hot Mackey's chips on their day are the best.
Did you know they're not actually made of potato?
That is a lie.
No, it's made of, I think,
no.
Genetically modified potato specifically from a McDonald's farm.
But aren't GM crops illegal in this country?
Well... That's another debate for another show.
Do you just Google that before we get sued by Mackie?
No, they come from a potato that's very difficult to grow. That is basically only McDonald's use them. That is true.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, they need to be... All the texture obviously needs to be right, but they need to be very long and not round.
Why do they need to be very long?
Have you ever seen a fry, you absolute twat?
Yeah, so Margaret...
Because otherwise, all the fucking fries would be an inch and a half long, wouldn't they?
Mmm.
So what about, though?
Yeah,
anyway, Mackie's fries are out of 10. The fish bites are 7. They're all right.
You know what? I like that these exist. They feel very 90s. They feel like the sort of thing I would have had from McDonald's as a kid. Like, do you know, when the chicken nuggets were still made out of, like, chicken's eyes and
bollocks? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Pre-99.
Are they not made out of, like...
It's all chicken breasts now.
Can you remember when they used to be... I wish I could remember or have it in a jar, that flavour that they used to be.
The nuggets?
Yeah.
How much better was it?
It was a billion times
honestly,
better, and I can't remember what it tastes like. I don't know where it is.
And I think now that one thing that we'd lost in that sort of early 2000s period, you know when everyone turned from being fast food is just unhealthy and it's fine, to we need to have healthy fast food options. But now we're going back the other way where it's like, you can't just use the breast and throw the rest away. That's waste. They should do the old school nugget, which is just bones, skin, farmer's fingernails, that little red wobbly bit that it used to be. And the meat was a darker colour and it had like a back of the throat, like...
It was a fantastic flavour.
It was a fantastic flavour. Do you remember it?
I wish I could, but
I remember it being different.
I remember it being a lot better.
Yeah, because the new ones came in, 100% chicken breast. Everyone like was showing off McDonald's. Wow, Mackey's don't just make it out of chicken faces anymore. And they weren't as good, and they've never been as good.
They must
since.
Have put sugar in it or something.
All sorts. Yeah. There must have been everything going. Is that just that? You know that pink nozzle?
It hit you in there. It really hit you behind the eyes when you put one of those in your mouth.
God, they were so good. Anyway, these I like that they exist. They're obviously not 9 out of 10. It's a standard. You know, supermarket out of a frozen bag, fish bite.
Yeah.
They're delicious. I enjoy them. I'll probably have them again, actually, but they're not 9 out of 10. They cannot go in that bracket. Ethan?
They do the job for what Mackey's were trying to do, Joe.
Correct.
They've nailed it in terms of making a fish bite. That's okay. It's not 9 out of 10, but good job, Mackey's.
Right. Good job. Right, so that's new. What's next?
Up next.
A sweet treat.
A sweet treat for the boys to eat. Chocolate and raspberry pie, brought to you by Galaxy.
Galaxy. I'm not a big fan of Galaxy anymore.
Why, what happened? When you watched Interstellar.
I'm more of a Dairy Milk fan.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm moody today, aren't I?
You are, you're hungover. So this, much like the Crooked Spire of Chesterfield, has a twist to it.
Oh.
I'm going to snap this into four equidistant parts. But the first thing you'll notice... Oh, shit.
How come you went all in on the fish bites, but now we've got one measly little pie
to share? I thought we might be full after the bites.
No, I would have got two.
This, I have tasted this.
Do you like it?
Hand it down. And I can tell you, I fucking love this. I had it cold out of the fridge the next day, and I still thought it was fantastic.
So, the other day?
Yeah, so don't eat it yet. So it's a raspberry and chocolate pie. There's a chocolate side, and then there's a raspberry, tangy raspberry jam down the side. It's actually got raspberry seeds in, so it's not complete sort of gelatinous fog. It's real meat. Real raspberry meat. So let's taste this. Joe's already tried to talk to us there.
Mm. Well, I can speak while you try it. That was delicious, actually. I'm not a huge apple pie kind of guy, like, because I know that's what the bakes are sort of developed from. That's nice.
I honestly think that is a fantastic little dessert, that. It's got the tang and the sweetness of the raspberry, the fruitiness, obviously. It's got that rich chocolateiness, but it's not too sickly and sweet.
Yeah.
The crispy outer, which I always think is the star of the show with the apple pie, that crispy outside. I think that is a delicious dessert, genuinely. For like a quid, £1.50 or something as well. How are you beating that?
Dom, unbelievable, mate. Well done, mate.
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you. What do you think of it?
I think McDonald's is doing a fantastic job. I think they've been at the top of their game for quite a few years, and the franchise is doing very well. The fish bites are fantastic. The raspberry pie is unbelievable.
He's towing the company line. Ethan?
Well, I must say that raspberry has made it. I've tried the pies before. I've tried the chocolate pie, the apple pie. This is the best of the pies.
It's genuinely very... I'm genuinely putting that in the 9 out of 10 club.
I'll put it in there with you.
It's very good.
I'll put 9 out of 10 club. That pie is in.
Ethan?
I think it's... Oh. Yeah. Well, I think it should be. It's very good.
Good, right. Yeah. So there you go.
I feel like you've got more to say, Ethan.
I feel with Mackey's, it's like, oh, does this deserve to be 9 out of 10, any of it? It is good food, isn't it? And I think... For an easy dessert, I imagine it'll be like a couple of quid or something. Mm-hmm. I think if that's what you're looking for, a nice tasty pie treat, that does the job for me. It's a 9 out of 10 pie.
Brilliant. I love that. Brilliant. Right. Thank you very much.
It brings us to our next feature.
Yes.
And there's a debate raging on about the top three at the minute.
What's going on?
Because the comment section didn't like the fact that last week... we let mayo in for spreads. So before we do this week's, I just want to know, do we look back at that with any remorse, Ethan, that we let Joe have mayo as a spread?
Oh no, not me. I've not thought about it since. I've got a lot more on my mind.
That's a good point.
I think anything that comes in, that alternatively in its alternate form comes in a squeeze bottle probably can't be a spread.
No, that's
you don't get squeezy butter, do you?
No, you don't.
You get butter in a can that what can spray can? Through an aerosol. Surely
where's
that precludes
this?
It from being a spread.
What's
or excludes
this butter
it.
In a can?
You've never seen butter in a can that you spray it in America?
Nah, well, no, and in America.
Oh, yeah, so,
well,
in, oh so in America.
You say like a southern belle. Well, in America.
Well, in America. What, so you're saying that in America, mayo is a spread, but in England, it's not? You think it's because...
Oh, we're doing spreads in England. We're not doing all around the world spreads.
So when you make a BLT, right?
Yeah.
You get in your bread, you toast it, you pop it out. You're
putting
mayo on the bread.
Condiments on it.
That is a spread. Anyone who says it's not, I get it's on the cusp. It can maybe have one foot in each camp. It's definitely a spread by any other name.
It's on the sauce aisle, though, isn't it? It's next to the tomato sauce.
But there isn't a spreads aisle.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
There's the jam, peanut butter, and Nutella aisle. Do not lie.
But Marmite isn't always on that aisle.
Is there a difference?
Hey, butter isn't on that aisle.
It needs to be
refrigerated. That's why.
Oh, right. So you admit... spreads couldn't be across the aisle.
No, there's two houses. The butter aisle, fair play.
Right.
Butter and cheesy boys. I give it up. Philadelphia's over there as well.
Yeah.
But then Mayo's got his own weird aisle.
Oh, where's Mayo?
Its own aisle.
Is tomato sauce a spread?
No.
Okay.
Right. What's the top three this week?
The top three this week, we're sticking with food. We're going to look at the top three this week, the top three best fast food joints.
Yes.
So... this is the tricky one because you kind of want consistency in your fast food.
Well, before we get into that, obviously, Dom, you're going to have to take your McDonald's hat off for this and just be completely bipartisan. The thing that we need to discuss before this is, once again, the guys who are sort of in both camps here. So the likes of your KFC, your Burger King, your McDonald's, they're safe.
Yeah.
They are clearly fast food.
Greg's, Subway, safe.
Safe. Is a Domino's fast food?
I think it is. Gets to you rapid.
You can't go in the shop and grab one.
You can.
But then you're waiting 15 minutes.
No. Six minutes. I went to the one in Didsbury 2 weeks ago with Becky and Neve, and they went, your meat feast is going to be 6 minutes. Brilliant. That's fast.
Yeah, it's because they already had one cooked. Okay, no. So we're saying that Domino's is fast food. Is Pizza Express fast food?
No.
Okay, so that's
that
the line
takes
there.
Ages
that's
to
the line
out.
There. Okay, Burger King is fast food.
Yep.
Is Five Guys fast food?
Great question.
We think it is.
I say it's just on the cusp.
Even though it's breaching the £10 burger barrier.
True.
But then a Byron burger is not fast food, is it?
No. It's a restaurant, it's a sit-down
restaurant.
Okay,
so we're going to have to accept it that there's going to be a little bit of grey area, and we maybe have to take it on a case-by-case basis. Can we agree to that?
Yeah, so have you got anything wild that you're going to throw in?
I have to wait and see, big boy.
Okay. I'm going to go in at number three. Because it...
He's had one already.
Because of its consistency and because of its deals throughout the day and because I just love it, Greg's is in at number three.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
It is genuinely
the breakfast
fantastic.
Deals are phenomenal. You can always get something. I love it. Mm-hmm. Sweet treats as well in there are great. Do you like sweet treats?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm going to go for number two. This is so tricky what number two is. I'm going to put McDonald's in at number two. Oof. And then in at number one, just because I just can't get over how lovely the original piece of chicken is from KFC. I'm going to put KFC at number one. Yeah. But it's a struggle because not all KFCs are consistent.
I've never had KFC.
KFC is probably the least consistent.
Yeah. So that will be tricky. What?
Dom's never had KFC, but glossed over that quite quickly.
You've never had KFC?
No, never.
You have?
I haven't. No, I've never been in KFC.
So you've been to Popeyes?
Yeah. Isn't it the same thing?
No, I'm just... It's not the same thing. I just...
Is it the same
it's just
thing?
Confused me
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, that's why they got the same name.
Would you have one? Or you
would I have
it?
One? Am I against it? No, I'd probably have one if it tickled my fancy.
Right, I'll go
we
next.
Should film Dom eating an original piece. His mind would blow.
It would actually blow clean off. Number three, and I never have it, and again, there's only a few things I like from here.
Mm.
But I'm going to put Taco Bell in there.
Okay.
Oh no!
Because and here's the thing: it's
no.
not a lot of the menu is weak.
Yeah.
A lot of it is weak.
Yeah.
But they do a good quesadilla.
Yeah.
The Crunchwrap Supreme is very good.
Is it very good? I've not had the Crunchwrap.
The Crunchwrap Supreme is very good. And also, and here's the thing, right? Back off me a little bit. It's the only Mexican takeaway franchise in England.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
if I ever want a little cumin in the palate, I have to go to Taco Bell. Do you know what I mean? I don't think it's the best. I think we can improve on it. But I do think that I like that it's there.
Nice.
And most of the items are shit and the sauces are shit and it's too expensive.
Right, no, I'll give it.
There are certain things that I like.
You can't slag it off that much.
Yeah, I can.
It does matter with this.
Number two, McDonald's.
Okay, good, yeah.
I think that the classics, the quarter pounder with cheese, the chicken nugget.
His consistency is
the fry when eaten in store.
Yeah.
And the milkshake, which is underrated, are all excellent. And of course, now the pie. It stands by itself in that regard. It has some ups and downs, but it's good. Number one for me.
Here we go.
I think it probably is Greggs.
Is it?
I think Greggs is the best food shop on the high street.
Ooh.
I think it's the best. I think they know what they are. They do it brilliantly. There's very little waste on that menu, other than that bacon and cheese turnover thing.
It's good, but it's never cooked right.
But other than that, I've tried everything on the menu, and it is all very good.
Yeah.
For the price, you're getting like a hot item in your hand.
Yeah.
For less than £2.
The devilish issue with Greggs, though, is if you play that, you're playing roulette with Greggs. If you go in there and you go, I'll have that.
Hot or cold?
Cold. It's never warm. It's either the sun or sad cold.
Yeah.
Like
you
somebody's
can ask
died
them,
and been dead
you
for
can
about
say,
5 hours.
See that?
Yeah, but
hot?
They lie.
They don't lie.
They do lie. Imagine being there and working there and someone goes, have you got anything hot? You're not going to go like that, are you? And test everything. They just put their hand over it like that or put their eye near it, see if it's hot. And then they go, yeah, just that. Yeah, and then you take it out and it's warm.
Can I surprise you, Joe? I think when I go to Greggs and they give me the options of the hot and cold, I'm hoping it's cold because of the great steak bake incident of 2022.
What was that?
Well, I was walking along to work and I was eating the steak bake and it was so hot, I bit into it and it burst all over my T-shirt and I calmed down, went again for another bite and it did exactly the same. It was still just as hot. So I had to hide behind the bins.
What for what until
for what,
the ambulance arrived?
When did you come out of the bins?
Well, once it all kind of just dried into a stain.
Oh. Why is that?
God forbid it was wet.
Yeah, why is that more socially acceptable than having wet steak bake on your
but
shirt?
Because if it's a cold steak bake, there's less chance of a catastrophe.
No, that wasn't the question. The question was, why did you hide behind the bins until it had dried, thinking that was less embarrassing than it being wet
it
and
was
you
more,
being out in public?
More so to calm the anxiety to go again.
Oh, just to regroup a little bit.
Yeah, okay. just.
Ethan, top three.
This is big, this.
Top three fast food chains.
Well, at number three, I am putting Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, it's got into his three.
I've gone way off it. If you'd have asked me this two years ago,
really?
I might have had it at number one, that piece. I've gone way off it. Oh. Anyway, sorry.
At number two, I'm going to put the McDonald's.
Nice. Consistently, it's always second, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never the best, though. No. What is number one?
Number one, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to jump in my plane, fly over to America, and I'm going to indulge myself in a nice Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is number one.
I think more than Greggs. I've never had. I had this spicy chicken sandwich over there, which I won from going to a baseball game for free, and I must say it's the most delightful chicken burger sandwich I've ever had all my days.
That's pretty fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number one. Dom, top three.
Greggs.
And a number three, yeah.
Pret a manger.
Pret a manger. At number two.
It's okay.
We need to. I think we need a little refs.
I think Pret's all right.
We need a timeout.
Give him in.
We need a timeout here.
Why?
Because when does a fast food become a coffee shop?
I don't care.
No,
it is fast though. It is fast.
It's fast because you take it off the shelf and it's done.
And they've got a hot section.
So it's
a posh Greggs.
Is Cafe Nero a fast food restaurant?
Whatever.
It's a posh Greggs. A posh Greggs.
Number one, Domino's.
Domino's.
I hate Domino's and it's too expensive and it's shit and it's just dough, tomato sauce and cheese, and it's like £25. I always get stuffed crust. I always get the pepperoni. What's it called? Pepperoni passion.
Yeah.
And I always get two of those large pots.
Two.
Do you know how many calories are in those large pots?
I'm going to guess somewhere in the region of 600.
600 calories. So I get two of those. So
what? So that's 1,200 calories in two pots.
Yes. Of those sauces, 3,000 calories in the large pizza. And I would have two bottles of wine as well, so you're talking 1,200. So in an evening, after my day of lunch, breakfast and dinner.
What a weird order to have them in.
Yeah.
Always start with the lunch. Because that way, if you've got time to fit in breakfast afterwards, you can. But otherwise, you don't want to miss
lunch. Let me ruin your Domino's experience. You've been having 7,000 calories more.
No, don't ruin my Domino's experience. I don't have two tubs of big, giant garlic and bottles of wine.
Well, you're missing out.
Oh, you ruined my Domino's.
You're missing out.
You're missing out. There you go. Can I just bring something into this? Something I want to talk about for a long time.
Oh, go on. You're transitioning.
No. Cut that.
That's the funniest thing to say. I think you should stay.
Every time you go into a Burger King, it looks like it is on the brink of shutting down. What is that about?
Yes!
Why are all Burger Kings just hanging on by the skin of their teeth?
It's not very good, is it? It's so expensive.
It's so expensive. They're never hot anymore. The idea of eating hot food from a Burger King is gone. Here's the setup. It is one middle-aged woman and three very, very young boys who work there who could not give less of a fuck, and everything takes ages, and you have to go, sorry, can we check? Oh, yeah, it's been on the train for 40 minutes, and I've missed my train now.
The one in Piccadilly has had a facelift.
Yeah.
But there's so much workspace, but about three people in
there's
there.
There's not enough
people.
Oh,
it's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, there's
huge.
Loads of workstations, and then two people and a rat walking around.
That's it.
The one in Piccadilly Station's had a facelift only last week. I thought you meant the one, because the one in Piccadilly Gardens is 24 hours.
Is it?
Fucking hell.
I've been in there.
There's crazy sights in there.
Yeah.
That got a little bit of a facelift. I think they just put
it on. It was on fire a few months ago, that's why.
Was it?
That's why I think it's got a facelift. It was up in flames.
They couldn't find who did it, Ethan.
But if you're charging me £12.95 for a burger, chips and a drink, terrible. I want it to feel like I'm in a place that someone is enjoying. It feels like everyone who works there hates it. There's never enough staff. Everything takes ages. It's cold and it's fucking expensive.
Can I tell you what fucks me off, right? This has come full circle, this. We need to speak more openly about mayo in fast food restaurants. Why a Burger King and KFC give me mayo light? I know, looking after myself, am I? Give me full fat mayo now.
Can I tell you something?
I don't need it.
They don't give me full fat. They don't give me light mayo.
Sure.
They give me full fat.
No, they don't.
I think it's
the sachets.
It's a customer by customer.
Fuck off. They don't look at me and go, this boy needs light with his bucket.
Oh, they do.
Do you know how many calorie differentiation between real Hellmann's mayonnaise and light Hellmann's mayonnaise?
I don't know.
A lot.
Right, that's going to be all from us. Thank you very much.
Mackie should start doing mayo. They don't. They don't do mayo.
Or a sachet. Mayo.
That's true.
Can't get a sachet of mayo. Why?
Really annoying these days with these wooden straws.
Not wooden.
Wooden would be wild.
Wooden?
Whatever.
Paper. I suppose paper is wood in a sense.
Go flaccid, don't they, after they get wet?
Yeah, that is another thing. Actually, we should have spoke about
top
this
three
as well.
Straws.
No, the fact that everything about a takeaway coffee is plastic, except the bit that you drink it through, which for some reason we can't come up with some sort of like plant-based polymer, or even a metal reusable thing. Yeah. We use paper, which is notorious for soaking up water.
It's crazy. Like.
And that can go up a turtle's nose. You remember those
But
things?
That was the plastic. That's why we have the paper ones.
Yeah, but I think the turtle's going to feel discomfort regardless of his plastic or paper.
That's true, yeah. But at least he'll have some level of comfort in the fact that the human that made it had a shit drinking experience before it was lodged in his brain. Yeah. Right, that's going to be all from us. Thank you very much for joining us. This has been the Sloppy Joe Podcast.
Bye, everyone!
Oh, yes, thanks for watching. Go on, hit like and subscribe if you don't mind.
Yes, please.